un, dos, sí. Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos a Un Poco Talk de Sport. How would you say that? Bienvenidos a Hablando Un Poco de Deportes. Is that how you, I don't know how I would translate that perfectly to a little sports talk. But anyways, I'm trying to do it both ways, Spanish and English, just because I am bilingual. You know what that means. I take it both ways. Anyways, welcome to Sports Talk. Today is Monday, December 21st. I'm going to talk about, you know, same shit, NFL, NBA, no I'm not, MLB, maybe, UFC, a little bit, boxing, not really, racing, never, cricket, nope, Olympics, not till next year, and I do like the Olympics. I am an Olympic watcher, unless it's at 3 a.m, in that case, I am a neighbor watcher. Ew, creepy. That's pretty funny. I'm a big fan of the Olympics. I like watching those 15-year-olds twirl around. Damn, I'm a double creep on that one. I like track. I ran track in when I was a freshman. There's a whole deal that happened in my life. I got all traumatic when I moved. Not traumatic, dramatic. When I moved. I moved when I was a junior. I'm sorry. Yeah, basically, I finished sophomore year and I moved and I got all dramatic about things. My grades failed. I didn't want to play any sports. I didn't want to do shit. But before that, when I was a freshman, I was really into sports and I wanted to do a bunch of shit. And then before that, I did this and I did that. Anyways, I like track. Since I was a young kid, elementary school, I would run track and I would do all those little things that they did. And so I still follow it now. Sometimes, you know, those stupid channels that nobody watches, the NBC Sports Olympic channels that nobody even cares about, where you'll see people doing track and it's like, oh shit. And they're off, right? And they race and whatever. I watch that. People are always like, who the fuck watches this? This guy does. I watch that shit. And then I like seeing the people, the dudes on the dudes. I like watching the Olympic athletes on the pole vault and whatnot. On the, what's that, the bull or whatever. Where they go, they do windmills and shit. They do the flippy flips. I like seeing that. The rings. The double bars. I like seeing all that shit. That's just cool. That's cool. Anyways, I want a little Olympic shit. But I do like that. I'm not going to talk about that today. Today I'm going to talk about football and all that. I think I already went through it. Anyways, good looking out, kid. I'll see you guys when I see you after this. By the way, I know I burp a lot. I'm not drinking my DCs because I burp. And I do this a lot. And I'm being cautious and trying to think like, all right, you're making stupid body noises. I'm putting a lot of that into my mind. Bye. See you in a bit after these messages. Is it too late now to say sorry? All right. Fucking Steelers are playing right now, Monday Night Football. I have yet to check the scores because I'm working. NFL, huh? Not for long. I'm working, so I haven't checked to see who's winning. And so far, at this point, no one is. They're playing the Bengals, which they should win, but they might not. And then they'll lose the next two because they play the Colts. And then their season ending game is against the Browns, the poo-poos. And they could easily lose both of those. And they could suck and not. Whatever, dude. Hey, man. Whatever, dude. Hey, dude. Whatever, dude. Whatever, dude. Hey, dude. whatever, dude. Thursday's nights games, whatever. Chargers, Raiders. Chargers win, beat the Raiders. Bills beat the Broncos, obviously. This was Saturday's game. Another game on Saturday was Packers, Panthers. Packers win. I think I called that as well. Colts beat the Texans. Titans beat the Lions. The Bears beat the Vikings. The Seahawks beat the Washington football teams. The Dolphins beat the Patriots, which is like, dude, Patriots suck, bro. Hey, bro, the Patriots fucking suck, bro. The Patriots suck, bro. Ravens beat the Jags 40-14. That's a lot. The Bucks beat the Falcons. They came back. That's kind of like reminiscent of the Super Bowl where they played against Tom Brady. The Falcons were up at the half by a shitload. End up losing barely. Cowboys beat the Niners in a 90s game. The Cardinals beat the Eagles. Damn, I thought an Eagle would beat a Cardinal because they're so much bigger, but I guess I was wrong. The Jets, J-E-T-S, Jets finally win a game, and they beat the LA Rams. If you're a Rams fan, you got to be pretty embarrassed about that one. That's just embarrassing. Chiefs beat Saints. The Poo-Poos beat the Giants. And like I said, Steelers are playing the Bengals right now. Whatever. Whatever, Holmes. Hey, Holmes. Whatever. Whatever, Holmes. Whatever. I'm going to go into the picks right away. I'm just flowing with the flow. Going with the flow. I saw a movie called Grandmothered. It was cute. It was Elf. Basically Elf, but with shit for chicks. Grandma and everything. It's just, I mean, Godmothered. Not Grand. Did I say Grandmother? Whatever. It was fairy godmother type shit where people were like, what? They're not real. Yeah, they are. Santa's real. No, he's not. Same exact thing. Let's go into some picks for week 16. Two more weeks of football, y'all. Regular season's almost over. I'm telling you, as soon as the football season starts, week one, after that, year's over. Done. It's already week 16. There's already been 16 weeks of football. 16 weeks, bro. That's 4-4-1. That's what, 4 months? Has gone by that fast. I don't know if I did my math right. Whatever. Friday, Vikings play the Saints. I am picking the Saints. Saturday, the Bucks play the Lions. I am picking the Bucks. Saturday, the Niners play the Cardinals in their own stadium. Psych, at Cardinal Stadium. I'm picking the Cardinals. Dolphins play the Raiders. I'm picking... Sunday's games, the Giants play the Ravens. Obviously the Ravens. Falcons play the Chiefs. I'm picking the Chiefs. Football team plays the Panthers. I'm picking the football teams. The Browns play the Jets. I'm picking the Browns. The Bears play Jaguars. I'm going to go with the Bears. Bengals play Texans. I'm going to say Texans. Colts play the Steelers. I'm going to go Steelers. You know, I almost had you there. Browns, Chargers. Broncos, Chargers. Bronco. I don't know what song they sing. Anyways, Chargers. Cowboys, Eagles, this is for the NFC East. No, I'm just kidding. Maybe the Cowboys might pull it off. They got Andy Dalton back. Whatever. Who cares? Rams play Seahawks. Seahawks, Titans, Packers. Packers, Bills, Patriots. Bills, because the Patriots are losers, and that's a Monday night game. In NFL news, Hall of Famer Kevin Green, who played for the Steelers in the 90s, has died at the age of 58. Pretty young guy. He's a cool dude. He seemed like a cool dude. He always, like, played around and shit. He was a beast of a human being. R.I.P. Kevin Green. Those are my picks, y'all. Those are my picks, y'all. Let's go. Let's just hop to it, bro. let's just hop to it. Boxing. Canelo fought some dude I never heard of. He got his belt. Canelo beat him. Done. That's it. I don't know what else is. I don't know shit about. It's like, who's that? I don't know. Canelo's really good. He's the best. MLB trades, signings, all that. Nothing. Literally nothing is going on. It's like by now you would have heard some big names signing or trades and blah, blah, blah. There ain't shit going on. I think these dudes are just like, I don't know. I have no idea what's going on with this. They're just waiting for next year, probably. I mean, come on, bro. Come on, guys. Christmas is up. Christmas is already a couple days away. You got to give some signing bonuses out. You know what I'm saying? Players want to buy a new Christmas tree for daddy. Come on, man. I need me a new monster truck. You know, I need me a new you know, Vortex 580 to 333 cross you know, arrow crossbow. I mean bow and arrow and whatnot. I need to go hunting for some elk, and I need me a new 235 Hitchcliffe. I don't know what the fuck I'm saying. But yeah, man, nothing's going on with baseball at all. You know what? Let me Google MLB news. MLB news. Nothing. Rumors. Blue Jays are interested in some fucking guy. MLB's records were never real because of the racism. Ask Satchel Paige. Howie Kendrick retires. Like, le vale verga. Who cares? Who cares about George Springer? Let's hear some rumors. I heard a rumor. Dude, by the way, that show, Umbrella Academy. I heard a rumor you were gay. Then all of a sudden he's gay. That's a crazy superpower to have. And the first season, I forgot the chick's name, but she was a badass. She would use that on her kids. It's like, fuck, dude. I heard a rumor you were sleepy. And she would look, maybe be like, I'm tired now. That's lazy parenting. If I have a superhero, I will never use it on my kids. Ever. Lazy parenting. I heard a rumor. Anyways, rumors right now, no one cares. You Darvish, who's that guy? I don't know. Could this guy be traded? No. Hey, what's going to happen to this guy? Who knows? Oh, the Reds are disgusting, blah, blah, blah. Oh, Sonny Gray, who's this? The Yanks are trying to yank their dicks for some DJ LeMahieu. Ooh, sources say farts are on the horizon. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody cares. They're nothing. All rumors are rumors, and you know what I mean? Like, you ain't gonna know what's gonna happen till it happens. How about that? So, we're just waiting here, MLB news. Yeah. That's it. I have some notes. And my notes are saying that, you know, stupid people are stupid people. Let's go to the UFC. The UFC, it was a good fight weekend fights. They're the last fights of 2020. It's been weird. Hopefully, I know they're still going to fight. And, well, no fans. But fights are fights, I guess. Let me go over to the UFC. Bam. Fight night. Bam. I forgot what my picks were. But, remember I said prelims, Gillian Anderson, she had red hair. She was going to lose. I was right. I don't know these other people. Sarah Eubanks versus some other chick, and I was like, I think the other chick's Brazilian. Anthony Pettis fought Alex Morono, and remember, I was like, how do I say this guy's name? I was right. Anthony Pettis won. In the main card, Greg Hardy, I told you he beats his wife. He got knocked out, TKO, second round. That was satisfying for Greg Hardy's ex-wife. Marlon Moraes lost to Rob Font. I think I called that one. Michael Pereira Lima, he's the dude that backflips on top of people. He won. You know, he didn't. I don't. I don't even know if I saw his fight, but he didn't do nothing crazy. He didn't try and do backflips, I think. He probably did. You know what? I didn't see his fight. Jose Aldo beat Marlon Vera. Chito Vera. Just handed him a fucking ass whooping for all three rounds. And he called out TJ Dillashaw, which is interesting. TJ Dillashaw. I like to see that fight. I think it'd be a good fight. I think it'd be exciting. But Jose Aldo's on a tear. And Stephen Wonderboy Thompson.
Wonderboy.
I should play this, but I'm not. He won. Kicked ass for five rounds, and he called out the BMF champ, Jorge Masvidal. He is the NMF, and nicest motherfucker. He got that little title versus the baddest motherfucker. He's really nice. You think he's a super Christian, so he's a really nice guy. Yeah, the next fights are till January next year. That's a dad joke. See you next year, buddy. That's like 2 weeks away. But there's no like main card, undercard type shit. It's just next fight is January some shit. Max Holloway versus Calvin Kattar. That'll be a good fight. Yeah. That's it, man. Nobody really knows the fight card on that one. Bunch of dudes no one knows so far. They gotta get on it, man. The main card ain't nobody. Yeah, that's a little sports talk. Oh, it's been crazy, man. I'm tired. They shit fucking locked everything down. Oh, we got nowhere to go. I was supposed to go crabbing. I didn't go because they shut everything down. I did go hang out with Ivan for a bit. He made some mole. I tried it. It was good. It was good mole. We watched a little bit of the Niner game, which they lost. They lost, which was obvious. Yeah. What else did I do? Nothing, brah. Nothing. Because we're on lockdown. Which, by the way, no one seems to give a fuck about this lockdown. Everybody's out. Everybody's walking their dog. They're at the malls. You know what I'm saying? I went to In-N-Out with my family. I was like, let's go for a ride. Hey, guys, let's just go for a ride. We had to get out the house. I was going crazy, which helped. We went out for a ride, and it felt so good just to go out for a ride. And we got these little chocolate bombs, some hot chocolate bombs that my wife, I don't know how she found this lady, that made hot chocolate bombs, dumped them in warm milk. They explode. Kind of like a bath bomb does, right? Like just blew. But the inside, there's marshmallows and whatnot. They're all different flavors. They have, you know, they have cookies and cream. They have Mexican chocolate, which is basically abuelitas. They have horchata flavor. They have a regular hot chocolate. They have crab juice. They have baklava. They have Cambodian breast milk. Delicious. Really yummy stuff. Really good. We had some of that. I tried the horchata flavor, which is pretty good. Tasted a lot like what my kids got. My kids got cookies and cream. Pretty similar, maybe because it's white chocolate. Then they just added little flavors to it. But yeah, it was good. I felt very full. Dude, I've been getting fat lately since Thanksgiving on. I've been putting on the pounds. I feel it. Like last night, I was trying to go to sleep and I was breathing heavy. I was like, bruh, I felt like B-I-G, B-O-P-P-A. You know, when he's like my man Puff said, more money, more problems. I've been feeling it. So I'm on a strict diet after Christmas. I'm going to be on a strict diet. I called up some gyms. I called up a gym that I really want to go to. They train Muay Thai, right? And the dude's legit from Phuket, Thailand. He's from Phuket, and he came over, and he goes, bro, I teach you the Gustav. When I smoke cigarettes, I bend down, and I smoke cigarettes. I called him up, and he's all like, yeah, man, I'll treat you. But with the lockdown, we can't really do nothing. Blah, 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 blah. I don't know what accent I'm doing, by the way. Yeah, he can't really do it right now. And he goes, I'm in the process of moving my gym, which is just, he goes, just around the corner, nowhere too far. We just had to get out of this place because they don't have any outdoor. Their current gym doesn't have really an outdoor spot so that they could work out outdoors. It's just indoors. So he was like, we're moving spots, but he goes, let me get your email and we'll shoot out emails. We shoot out emails to all our members and to let them know the process. But we're looking to open pretty soon next year, early in the month. And then hopefully once they lift this bullshit lockdown, they'll be ready to train. And I'll be doing Muay Thai, Muay Thai, Muay Thai, Muay Thai, pew, 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 Muay Thai. I'm excited for that. Yeah, man. Because I'm fat as fuck right now, dude. I feel like, fuck. I don't feel good. And I think it's because I eat a lot at night. I don't know about you guys, but that's not good. Eating a lot at night is not good. And I like to, you know, smoke the herbs. And I do that when my kids go to sleep at nighttime. And then I get the munchies. And then I eat everything in my fucking kitchen. So, dude, I took a bite of the fridge the other day. I was like, dude, you looking like some big-ass marshmallow. I want a bite. And I bit it. I broke my bottom teeth. So, yeah, man. That's it. That's the podcast. Oh, I got to leave you on a high note. Last time I was reading through them and looking. This time I'm not going to do that shit. I'm just going to read to you what I wrote a while ago. And it is what it is. Here we go. Ready? Meditation is just dumbing down the mind to only think of something you already do without putting thought into it. Breathing in and out to reset the mind and forget all of your thoughts. You are taming your consciousness. Oh shit. To basically refer to an animalistic state. Don't think, just do. What the fuck? I was really high. All right, guys, see you later. Bye.